Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on it, crazy.
The late, great Buddy Holly, ladies and gentlemen. Still miss him after all these years. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog and all the other things that are there, and including the archives, the articles. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. Don't forget to take our poll question. We ask a different question every week to see what we want to know what you think. And so click on that and give us your answer, and you'll see how the poll is going so far when you do that. Having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Gaffney. We're talking about four insights that he has come up with that will help us to get ourselves, get our attitudes, our heads, our businesses out of the doldrums where it was and into this brave new world that we're heading into, this new normal we're heading into. Stephen, quickly, in a quick nutshell, give us the two insights we talked about in the last segment.
Oh, okay. So interact with our customers if we do not know our customer. And
yeah.
Second is to disregard what people say they want and really look for what they need. And in fact,
right.
If people have an issue with that second insight, they don't know how to do it. If they send us an email and mention your show, I'll send them an article I wrote about how to discover what people want and need. How to discover
so,
what people want.
So that's justbehonest.com.
Yes.
Send you an email from there. Put my name in there somewhere, folks. You know, that crazy radio guy, if you can't spell my name, Blasting Game. Anyway, so do that. Okay, so that's the first. Those are the two insights we talked about last segment. Talk about the next two.
Oh, and the next one is really tough for us to admit. And that is, it's not money, it's value. Money is never the issue. And, Jim, of course, you know this and I know this, but it's really hard to admit it to ourselves. So when somebody says, well, we don't have the budget, really? It's more likely the issue is they don't see the value of what we're offering. Now, the good news in realizing that is we've got to adjust and better explain our value. And,
mm-hmm.
and here's an easy example to prove the case. Have you ever said, oh, I don't have the budget for that? And then you go and splurge and buy something that's expensive, that costs you a lot more money. You know, and then we have all kinds of rationale. But the truth is we find a budget for mostly what we really want and need to spend money on,
right.
or what we feel
right.
good to spend money on. So really, it's never money, it's value, or it could be something else, and that is that they're not really in the position. They're not really the decision maker.
So would you say to a customer, I mean, if you're at the point where you're not going to get the business anyway, you might as well say, you know what, you say you don't have the budget, and you and I both know if you wanted this, if I could show you how this could be valuable to you. You and I, we both know that you could buy this if you wanted to. So what would I have to do to make that happen? Would that be something you could do?
Well, you could say that might be pretty confrontational to the potential customer.
Yeah, it might
be,
but I'm just saying you're about to be thrown out anyway.
Well, here's what I found to be a better question, is to say to somebody, under what circumstances would have you change your mind? What would you need to see in the future for you to reconsider our services?
Right.
And somehow probe. Just, I would go with the assumption that actually when they say that it's a budget, it's just an excuse or reason. And instead of being maybe confrontational about it, it could be, well, you know, under what circumstances would have you reconsider? What would you need to see in the future? You know, what feedback do you have for us? Because we'd love to do work with you. And if you create an environment where people feel safe, because, of course, we've talked about in the other shows that you and I have done, that the number one reason why people withhold and don't share with us things is their fear of retribution, fear it's mm-hmm. the information is going to be used against them, you know, or feel that it's going to be kind of an uncomfortable conversation.
So, and it's amazing how fear is, you know, when we think about fear, I mean, we think about honesty, we think about it as being like you know, the opposite of honesty is dishonesty, and that's evil. So we got good and evil, right? But the truth is, it's not that when people aren't honest with themselves or with other people, it's probably not that they're being evil. It's probably that they're just being afraid. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, my experience has been, after I'm doing sessions and coaching people for over 16 years, is most people are really good-hearted. I mean, most people aren't coming to work saying, I'm going to try to screw it all up. Yeah, let me try to screw things up. They're doing the best they can. And And if we create a safe environment, people will want to share with us the truth. And this
right.
also comes to being back to being honest with ourselves. Are we getting
yep.
defensive? Are we, you know, are we reacting negatively when somebody tries to tell us the truth? So if our customer or potential customer is giving us feedback we don't like and we start to get defensive or explain
mm-hmm.
or give reasons or whatever, it's going to send a message, look, don't go there. And then what happens is we lose out because we don't hear the important information that we need in our to do and conduct our business in the best way possible.
What about the fourth one, fourth insight?
Yeah, the fourth one is if we are not progressing, we are regressing. In other words, are we really getting better at what we do?
My friend Rick Pinion says you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
You know, and here's my example of this. We're all tempted to pick up books about how to improve our sales and how to run our business better, but how about are we the service we're providing? Are we really getting better at delivering our service and really thinking of more creative ways in delivering it? I'll give you an example. I had a customer that helped me with this recently. We were having trying to figure out about conducting a session, and logistics and a lot of things were getting in the way. And my customer said, well, why don't you do it over a video conference? I had actually never thought to do that. So
yeah.
It turned out that I was in one room. Everybody else was in another room. We were able to actually do it in a more for less money because I didn't have to
right.
travel. And
right.
And it really served the customer, and the session went over fantastic. And here's the thing, Jim, I wish I thought of that idea.
Well, we can all learn from other people. Honesty Sales is one of Stephen's books. The other one, one of the other ones is Just Be Honest, and the website is justbehonest.com, right, Jeff? All right,
yeah.
Stephen?
Yes, yeah, justbehonest.com.
Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time. Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.